as a mom with children, and you know, especially when you think of the stats, I mean, this issue it does really hit home, because you can see how it can play out, and looking at the stats and you know, just understanding, you know, what it would be like to be isolated and alone and trying to cope with many different aspects of having just been pregnant, having a new baby, maybe suffering from like the consequences of maybe a C-section, or you know, whatever happens during the childbirth process. It's a lot, and you know, you can understand it from that perspective. From a health tech perspective, health tech leaders, they have access to money, and they're trying to have these innovative solutions. And you know, your thoughts on how to link them into it, because I think earlier you had talked about the social impact, and I think certainly, you know, that's a high value and high understanding when it comes to, you know, health tech companies. There's definitely this link to the social impact, but then I think there's also this link to, you know, the dollar amount and making sure that their company is viable and that they can, you know, maybe they go on to have an IPO, or maybe they go on to sell the company, but there's always this cash flow and money associated with it. And I'm wondering, how do you get health tech entrepreneurs and leaders to develop in this and innovate in this area, but then they also achieve some of these other more financial goals?
I feel like investors are moving towards more impact investing and mm-hmm. investing in companies that are doing social good and are looking at a broader portfolio of, you know, they want to make money, but they also want to make sure that they are doing well for the environment, that they're doing well for society. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that this is a field that is really exploding right now. So for me, I think that this is a great time to go into maternal child health for this reason is, you know, if you improve maternal health, you actually are going to improve child health typically, because if the mother is healthy, then you have a higher chance of that the child will be healthy. So this is actually kind of a feed forward system where it has long term gains. So I understand that, you know, I think there's also great innovation as long as, you know, that there is a movement towards reaching out to other innovators in the field. When I started my career, it was really important to be independent, have your own ideas and to do them by themselves. But it's really gone to team science and working with others to move your ideas forward. So now it's not just one lab that does a project, it's multiple labs that work together. And I do think that there is movement also to do this in the space of women's reproductive health. Actually, soon after this meeting, I have a meeting with engineers who are also interested in developing technologies for women's reproductive health. And a lot of the women going into engineering right now are very interested in this area. And right now our biomedical engineers, I think we're getting close to 50% are women. So it's really starting to change.
Wow. Yeah.
So I think I think the field is changing, whether in a positive way. So I really think there's going to be quite a lot of innovation in this field.
Mm-hmm. And it carries along with that, the passion of wanting to do something, taking a problem like this and trying to really move it forward.
Absolutely. I think you do have to have, you know, a passion for something of this and to want for, you just want things to actually get better. But, you know, if anybody in the audience is interested in this, they are free to welcome to reach out to me, and I can connect them with either myself or many other investigators who are really interested in this area and health tech in this area.